This is a proposed constitutional amendment. If it's approved by the voters, it would require that all impeachments be tried by the Senate rather than before the Missouri Supreme Court. If the governor is tried, then the Chief Justice of the Missouri Supreme Court would preside over the Senate, and no persons would be convicted without a two-thirds vote of all senators present. Mr. President, from 1820 until 1945, about 125 years, Missouri filed and prosecuted impeachments as they are pursued in the federal model in accordance with the founder's original design. The Missouri Constitution for that 125 years, Article 3 of the state constitution, identified the Missouri House of Representatives as having the sole power of impeachment. All impeachments were tried in the Missouri Senate, requiring a two-thirds vote to convict. The one exception was in the event of the impeachment of the governor, in which case the presiding judge of the Supreme Court was to preside over the Senate, which made perfect sense because otherwise it would be the lieutenant governor, which could either be prejudiced for or prejudiced against the impeachment of the governor. During that 125 years, there were seven cases of impeachment that included two acquittals, two convictions resulting in removal from office, two cases of which I have not found an outcome, and one case where the charges were dropped. Six of those charges were against judges. One was a state treasurer. There's exhaustive information about both specific impeachments, impeachments in general, and the impeachments of practices of other states on each of the senators' desks that was distributed earlier. I'd point out that 45 other states follow the federal model. Four states follow variations of that federal model. Only one state, Nebraska, tries impeachments in the Supreme Court, and that's because they have a unicameral legislature, and they recognize that it would be inappropriate for the same body to file the charges and try those charges. The bottom line is no other state follows the model used by Missouri since 1945. Being unique is not the concern I have, Mr. President, but what does concern me is the clear violation that Missouri's current procedure presents to the important doctrine of checks and balances between the three constitutional branches of government. There is a simple solution to this violation of checks and balances. It's to return this portion of Missouri's Constitution to the original language. Senate Joint Resolution 34 simply puts such proposal before the voters of Missouri.